So, Hare Krishna, I want to thank you very much for coming to this evening program. We will be discussing something which is so important for our devotional life that if we know it, it will make a huge difference in our Krishna conscious life. And if we don't know it, we will have to learn it.
Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari, Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari, Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi jana vallava girivaradhani. Pidana Vallava Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Dandana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hey Krishna, Hare Rama, Oh Radhe, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please sing louder. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Oh
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Patasati Radha Patasati Radha. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Vrindavana me Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna. It's alright. We are just very enthusiastic because tomorrow, very early, a car will come and take us to Vrindavan. I must tell you confidentially, I so much long to go to Vrindavan because I had to leave Vrindavan unexpectedly and against my will because of an emergency hospital visit which had to be done in Mumbai and which was quite painful. That is the reason why I wish to excuse myself with the daily devotees. I'm still feeling as if five bullets have just passed through me, and therefore I'm not as free to visit the programs as I would love to be in my heart. And I know all the brahmacharis come to me and said, Maharaj, when do you dance and perform your ecstatic kirtans? And I say, hopefully in a very soon, but now you have to almost carry me on a stretcher. So it's my last evening in Delhi, and I have obviously thought what I would be sharing with all of you. I feel we have something very, very exciting to discuss this evening, which will help you very much in your spiritual life. I'm now thinking a little bit about the translation. Is the translation organized? It's outside. Good. So we can go ahead. Thank you for singing with us. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shivaya. In the Bhagavatam, it is described how Narada Muni had a vision of Krishna. It is described how he saw the Lord, and a little bit in his back, he saw the powerful material energy. Actually, it was not Narada Muni, it was Vyasadeva who saw Krishna and a little back, the powerful material energy, who was ashamed to stand directly before the Lord. This Maya Shakti, or material energy, has two very powerful actions. One is, it covers the living entity, and the second is, it pulls the soul down, away from Krishna. These Shaktis are called Prakshepatmika Shakti, and the other is the Avaranatmika Shakti. So Vyasa saw Krishna, but behind him, little in the back, he saw this powerful Maya who covers our knowledge and who pulls us away from Krishna. Once, another great soul, Narada Muni, asked Krishna to show him his material energy Maya. And Krishna smiled at him, almost as if asking, why do you want to see Maya? You are a devotee. But Narada Muni, this comes in the Matsya Purana, said, no, I preach so much about Maya that I must have some experience. I must see her. So Krishna said, wait until the time comes. The time came earlier than Narada Muni expected. Krishna asked Narada Muni, please let us go with a boat from Dwaraka to the mainland and let us make a walk. So Krishna took Narada Muni on a walk until they reached a desert. And when they reached, or when they came to the desert, Krishna said, my dear Narada Muni, I am so thirsty. How do we say thirsty in Hindi, please? Yes, this sounds correct. You know much better than me. I feel so thirsty. Can you please bring me a glass of water? Narada Muni said, my lord, we are here, we have reached the desert, where will I find water? No, said Krishna, you just go for a kilometer or two, that's about a mile and a half, through the desert, and then you will find a river, and on the river bank a little village. Knock at the doors, someone will give you a glass of water. So Narada Muni said, all right, and he started to walk through the hot desert sun. And yes, it was like Krishna had described. At the end, after 1.5 miles or so, he saw a river, and on the river bank, a few houses. He knocked at the first door. No one opened. Second door. No one opened. The third door, and the door opened. And in the door stood the most beautiful woman who said, "Oh, you have come. Please come inside." Narada Muni said, no need. I just have come to get a glass of water for my friend." "Oh," said the woman, "you must have come a far way. You must have gone through the desert. You must be tired. Sit down. Bettya." Bettya, yes, Bettya. So somehow Narada Muni was not sure what to think of it, but then he saw how in the back of the room another door opened and an elderly man said, "Oh, you must be Narada Muni." "Yes," said Narada. "It has been foretold by our astrologers that one day Narada Muni would come and asked for a glass of water. But in reality, Narada wants to marry my daughter." Narada Muni said, No, I'm a brahmachari. I have no such thoughts." And then he looked, and the woman looked so beautiful. The man said, "No, come on, it's in the astrology, it's your horoscope. You cannot escape your destiny." Narada Muni looked a third time and he said, "Well, if this is in my horoscope, if the astrological chart says so, then let the marriage happen in 1 week." So Narada Muni, it's a long story, but I make it brief, became the husband of this beautiful woman. He had 3 children with her, yes. And when the old man died, he became the village chief. He had all forgotten about Krishna and his glass of water. Now one day, it started to rain. Not just a little bit. The monsoon came in. Not daily monsoon, it was Mumbai monsoon. Really. Not a castrated form of monsoon, it was a full power monsoon. So much water came that the river began to swell and soon come over its embankment and took one house away, the second house was taken away, then the river waves started to attack the house of Narada Muni and his little family. Narada Muni took his 3 children and his wife and jumped into a boat and started to bring the boat in the midst of the river where he thought it was more safer. But the waves became stronger and finally one wave came and took the little child of Narada Muni away from the boat. Narada Muni was screaming, "Oh no, my family." Then a second wave came and took the son of Narada Muni away. And then a third wave came, took the third child away. And finally a fourth wave, wow, took the wife of Narada Muni away. All gone within a matter of minutes. Narada Muni was crying. "It was my family." Then a wave came, took the boat in which Narada Muni sat, took it higher, and then toppled it. And Narada Muni fell into the river, and the boat fell on top of Narada Muni's head. Narada Muni was screaming, "Krishna! Oh Krishna! Rakshaman!" He grabbed onto the boat. He thought, now I will die. But then, as he opened his eyes, he saw it was not a boat to which he grabbed. It was a yellow dhoti. Do you know who wears a yellow dhoti? You know everything. And he looked higher and higher into the smiling face of Krishna. And Krishna asked him, do you know now what is Maya? Narada Muni said, yes, my Lord. Maya is when I forget to bring you your glass of water. Krishna said, go and get my glass of water. But where will I find water? Asked Narada Muni. Well, just walk for 1.5 miles through the desert. Then you will find a river, and on the river you will find a few houses, and you knock and someone will give you water. Narada Muni did. No one was at home. Second house. No one was at home. Third house. Oh, you must be Narada Muni. Betye. It was the most beautiful woman Narada Muni had ever seen. Narada Muni said, yes, I am Narada Muni. I have come to get a glass of water for my Lord. Oh, said the woman, you must have come a long way. Sit next. Take some rest. No, I just want the glass of water for my Lord. Then in the back of the house, the door opened. I'm the father of this beautiful woman, and I've heard by our astrologer that on this day Narada Muni would come and he would say he would want a glass of water, but he really would like to marry my daughter. No, said Narada Muni, Dhanyavad. I just want a glass of water. Please give me a glass of water. Is this all? Asked the woman. Yes, a glass of water. Here is your glass of water, said the woman. And when she handed Narada Muni the glass of water, all of a sudden the house disappeared. Narada Muni was in the midst of the desert. He took the glass of water and smilingly went to Krishna and said, here, my Lord, here is your glass of water. Do you understand? Every day, my dear devotees, every day you have to bring your glass of water to Krishna. And every day Maya comes and says, Betty, I have some plan for you. Take this, do this, make this. And the moment you forget to bring Krishna your glass of water, you are in Maya, fully captured by her influence. According to Shastra, we all are in Maya. We are covered by Maya's two potencies, avaranatmika, that is that which covers our natural knowledge, so that we have a wrong identification, a wrong conception, and then prakshepatmika,
the power which pulls us away from Krishna into material life, so that we are terribly busy with so many material plans and ideas. It can also happen when we have taken initiation that we become covered and pulled by Maya, because she tests a devotee if he is really a faithful devotee of Krishna, or if he is still searching for his own interest and can therefore be influenced by Maya. The scriptures say, we are Maya Hata Jivas, that is, living entities who have been so much covered and pulled by Maya that we are considered to be spiritually sleeping, or a stronger word would be, we are spiritually killed. Where do we find in this life a situation where we are sleeping or even killed, if you so want, but still appear to be so active? See, those of us who are in Maya don't think that we are sleeping or killed. In fact, we think, well, I have a problem with sleep. I need to take sleeping pills, otherwise I can't sleep. I'm so active, and my mind is even active when I'm trying to sleep. How can you say, when I'm not Krishna conscious, I'm sleeping? My dear devotees, this is a very serious question. The whole of daily now is awake, but from the spiritual perspective, most of daily is sleeping. How can we explain this? Well, have you ever heard what is amnesia? Amnesia. Yeah, amnesia is a German word. Here, oh, probably you are an amnesia. Wake up. Wake up. You were dreaming. Far out. You look very innocent when you sleep. Amnesia. How is the English word again? Amnesia. Something like that. It means total forgetfulness. When someone is in amnesia, he doesn't know what is his name, he doesn't know what are his natural activities, he can't even brush his teeth or visit the toilet alone. He has forgotten all these important life functions. He's covered with forgetfulness. Still, he may be active. He may walk, he may talk something which is incoherent, it doesn't make any sense. So, when a person, this happens for instance when a person has a very bad car accident and some brain damage has come, temporary or so, and then he wakes up in the hospital and he will say, you will tell to him, Gopal Sharma, and he goes, Gopal, you are Brahmana, you are professor of the Delhi University. He has forgotten everything. He's active, he behaves now like a little child, but he is really covered and pulled or pushed. So if such a person who has some damage, like it can be the brain stem which is hurt and therefore amnesia is there, needs to be taught very slowly all the important life functions, starting with brushing the teeth, eating alone and putting the food where it belongs. He has to learn reading and writing anew. He has to He has to learn everything new. And usually the way it's done, the doctors do it, is they, well, one therapy is they bring a person who's very much beloved to that amnesia patient. For instance, his wife, and his wife goes, "Gopal, do you know me?" Gopal goes, "Gopal." And then the wife gives him maybe a kiss on the forehead. "Gopal, remember." And because the Gopal used to love his wife, and his wife still loves him, somehow by the strength of the love, some memory can be awakened slowly, and he can learn these other things, like the normal functions of a normal human being. So we are in much the same way in amnesia patients. We have forgotten our real spiritual identity, and we are covered over by Maya, forgetfulness, and we are pushed into activities which are not our real activities. So a therapy needs to be done through which we can learn everything slowly again. And I would like to introduce to you a therapy in 5 steps today. It will be a little different than you have heard. First of all, if you want to wake up and live a successful, nice life, you have to learn to live in the mode of goodness. You have to learn to rise early, to eat the proper food, to be calm in your mind, not so hectic. Then, you have to learn what is your dharma, what is your unique mission in this human form of life. For which purpose have you been born again? What is it that you have to discover? Finally, you have to learn who you are, your Atma, that is the eternal self, the part that you are part of God. Then you have to learn Paramatma, the Lord who is in the heart. And finally, you have to learn bhakti, or a loving relationship for Krishna. And I would like to bring these lessons to your attention with the help of one of my friends. That's the pencil. There are 5 lessons which the pencil teaches us. Whenever the pencil makes a mistake like this, there should be immediate correction. That is what is possible for a pencil. If you want to live in the mode of goodness, in sattva, you should really learn, whenever you make a mistake, whenever you say something wrong, or act in a wrong way, or hurt somebody, when you don't give a papaya to someone, in other words, correct your mistake immediately. Don't leave a mistake uncorrected in your life. Be humble. Be sattvic. When you eat the wrong things, when you are obese, do you know what that is? Too fat to live and too fat to die. Correct it. When you say the wrong words, correct it. When you are unkind in relationships, correct it. Live sattvic. First lesson of the pencil. Second lesson is you should leave a line. See, the pencil, when it writes, always has its own line. It's here.
Don't know. Can you see or is it too much light? So each one of you has to leave his line in life. You have to create your own line. That is, you have to discover your Dharma. Each one of us, I have the Dharma. I'm a Prabhupada had given me sannyas, and my Dharma is to somehow try to do something good for the elevation of the human being. There is maybe a woman, there are women here who have a Dharma to bring forth a child or two in their lives. Some of you are grihasthas. You have the Dharma to take care of a little family and be at the same time an exemplary devotee. Yeah? Whatever it is, discover your own line. Make your own line. That's the second level lesson of the pencil. Now the third level lesson of the pencil is what I find is very important. Please look at this pencil. You will find wood, and then inside the wood you will find what? It's called graffiti, I believe. Graphite. Thank you. I only know German very well, but you even know Hindi very well and English. I'm totally impressed by your language skills. Is graphite. Graphite. What is more important? The wood or the graphite? Why? Because you can write with it. So in the same way, each one of us has a body, and inside is the soul. What is more important? Soul. Why? Because the soul lives. The body doesn't live. This is the third lesson of the pencil. What's inside is more important than what's outside. This lesson is called the Atma lesson. The third lesson of the pencil I find very, very important. When the pencil, after some writing, gets dull, you have to sharpen it. You see? Boop. And it's again sharp. So very often in our life in this world, we lose our sharpness, our intensity. Our devotee was just giving us an example of what it means to loosen one's sharpness. We become covered by forgetfulness, huh? We become lazy, dull, lusty. We lose our sharpness. Huh? Do you know what I'm talking about? It happens so often. It happens so easily in this world. We become so dull. In a lecture, we all of a sudden go, or we go, when is milk prasadam? We just become so ordinary, you know, we think only, the only thing in my life I'm interested in is at the moment the movies. We lose our focus. And whenever that happens, we need to quickly sharpen and renew our focus. That is best done by coming into the association of good devotees and by going into a program of intense praying and chanting with focus and affection. No? Then we renew ourselves. And the last step which I find is the most important lesson of the pencil, is the pencil should always remember that he is not writing. He's not the doer. It's the hand who guides the pencil which is writing. Who is an Indian writer? A contemporary Indian writer? Tagore. Imagine the pencil of Rabindranath Tagore would say, I won the Nobel Prize. I wrote, I think his name is Pushpanjali. Gitanjali. I wrote Gitanjali. What an illusory pencil. It was Tagore and his hand who pushed the pencil. So my dear devotees, whenever you think, I did it, I'm the doer, you must learn from the pencil that the pencil is not writing alone, it's the hand which writes. Or in other words, it's not you who's doing something. Krishna is doing everything. Only under illusion, under maya, you think, kathaham iti manyate, I'm the doer. What sound was that? So 5 lessons from the pencil can help us to wake up from our forgetfulness, from our amnesia. First of all, live in sattva. Correct your mistakes immediately. Whenever you did something wrong, just correct it. Second lesson, learn what is your dharma, what you should do in your life. If you don't know, ask the spiritual master. Leave your line, in other words. Don't leave this world without having left a line. The third lesson is, what is inside of you is more important than what is outside of you. The Atma, the soul, is most important. And fourth lesson, always be very honest. When you become dull and you cannot do any longer so nice, when your devotion is down, when you don't feel any happiness to go to the temple, you don't want to do service. No, you have become dull. Maya has gotten you. The avaranatmika shakti is covering you. Sharpen yourself. Go to the devotees. Ask for help. Oh, help. I'm so much in need of help. Or you should go and then do a devotional revival program. I do this every year, my dear devotees. I leave everything behind, all my projects, my books which I'm writing, the university which I'm building up, the eco village, the many festival programs, and I just go into the forest of Vrindavan, and I just for 1 month only pray and chant from morning till evening. And when that 1 month is over, I'm so happy and inspired. I feel just so... That's always when I come to Delhi, my 1 month is over and I'm just so happy. I think you have noticed, when I come to your temple, I'm just always so happy because I have done personally what the pencil has taught us. Sharpening, so that it's again able to write nicely. And the fifth lesson of the pencil, which helps us to revive ourselves to our natural spiritual life, is this bhakti, this feeling of love to Krishna. Yesterday, we have spoken at length about this, developing our real original love. There is false love, there is Maya love,
and there is Krishna love. Now I want to read to you a few forms of Maya love so that you know how to distinguish it from Krishna love. See, when you go to the Antarctic, you find Eskimos. Do you know Eskimos? And the Eskimos can tell you 64 kinds of different styles of snow. Here in Delhi, you don't even know one type of snow. You have to go to the Himalayas. But the Eskimos are surrounded by different snows, and they know. So in the Sanskrit scriptures speak also about different forms of love. It starts with Trishna. Trishna is like thirst, gear, passion. It's like thirst. You know, when I say I love the water, I never ask the water, what would you like? I just take it and drink it thirstily. So a person who is on the lowest animal type of love, he will just think the other person an object of his Trishna. Then there's Kanksha, sexual desire. Then there's Kama. Then there's Kandapa or Madana. Then there's Manmata love. Manmata love means like butterflies in the stomach. Like this. And then there are slowly higher forms of love, like Hrichaya. Hrichaya is an emotional attraction to another person, which is not necessarily on the physical level. It's something which rests in the heart. Then there's Maitri, friendliness. When I saw Krishna Priya the first time in the Delhi airport, I felt this type of friendship towards him, Maitri. And then finally, there are higher states of love when it gets really spiritual, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava, and Prema. So, the ultimate lesson of the pencil is, if you really want to be successful in your life, you have to learn to purify your love so that finally it's in its pure form. It's like gold which gets purified and all the iron goes away so that finally it's brilliant and yellow. And this bhakti rasa, this taste of bhakti, of pure love, knowing that I am in the hands of my Lord, the Lord is using me. I am not doing anything. Oh my Lord, please, please protect me. Please guide me. Please accept me. Please engage me in your service. Please embrace me to your heart. Please bring me into contact with your beloved Radharani. Please let me serve you. Please let me serve you through her. These real feelings, they are when the pencil is taken by the hand and used by the hand for the purpose of the whole body. So this is what I wanted to leave you with. If you will forget everything from this lecture, there's one point I want you to remember. Just like yesterday's lecture, what was our motto? Papaya. It means to serve another one, huh? To give them and to enter the circle of love. Today I want to say we have to wake up from Maya's amnesia. Oh, what is the word again? Amnesia. I'm sorry, in German it's amnesia. It sounds similar, so amnesia. To wake up from Maya's amnesia is discover correct your mistakes, discover your own line, your own dharma, remember I'm eternal soul, graffiti,
What's in graphite? Yes, what's inside is more important. And finally, I will jump over the renewal, the sharpening yourself lesson, and I will come to the ultimate lesson. Always be in the hands of Krishna. There was a friend of mine, a devotee who died, and I asked him, "Oh, Maharaji, how is it when you die?" And he said, "Not much different than when I'm living. When I'm living, I'm in the right hand of the Lord. And when I'm dying, I'm in the left hand of the Lord." This is what bhakti means, my dear devotees. To understand, I'm only an instrument in the hands of my Lord. Beautiful, isn't it? And how shall that one can feel like this? My dear devotees, to be in the hands of the Lord means serve the Lord. Bring Him daily your glass of water. You know everything. So I have come to the end. I want to thank that brahmachari who I asked today. I had asked for an intelligent brahmachari, and one wonderful brahmachari came, and I said, "Can you give me a pencil and an eraser and a sharpener?" And this devotee has brought me not one pencil, but three pencils. So I'm very, very happy, very charmed, because in this way I could hopefully make a point which could inspire you and which would give you a program how you can wake up from your, I hope I get it right, amnesia. Yes. I thank you very much. I've come to my end. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Radha Pata Sharati ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna, Mohan Rupa.
Hare Krishna. So we'd like to thank Prabhupada Pandi on behalf of all the devotees, the children, Sachin and Swami Maharaj. Please be
welcome. Krishna.
For the wonderful association with all the devotees here. I would like to request Maharaj and
Mohan Rupa, you're very kind, but I only make your auditorium dirty with my little points. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Later. What should we do? Should we, please sit peacefully. We can, yes, if you wish to ask short questions, I can briefly answer them. I promise to not hold you up too much because I can imagine that you wish to slowly go to bed and all. But let us, but you always have a question. I think you just want to have a longer evening. No? Good.
How do you chant more attentively?
Did you understand the question? Yes. How do we chant more attentively? You must chant with affection in your heart. If you don't learn to chant with affection, you will be negligent. See, when there is a person who doesn't interest us, and he just, then we don't pay attention to his sound vibration, to what he says, you know. But if we are affectionate, if we
Then we want to hear every word what he says, and we want to understand it deeply. So when you are affectionate to Krishna, you really want to listen to Krishna. So if you want to chant Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hey Krishna, Govinda, Gopala, Hare Mukunda, Giridhari Syam, Syama Murari. If you want to chant, you must learn to love Krishna. That you can learn from those who really love Krishna, from the pure devotees. You can only be attentive in your chanting when you care for Krishna. So please, you need to know more about Krishna. You need to increase your attachment to Krishna by not forgetting your glass of water. We must now stop forgetting our glass of water. From tomorrow, every day we give papaya to the devotees, attention to the devotees, and the glass of water to Krishna. That is our program from tomorrow onwards. And then when you learn to care more for Krishna, then like a person with whom you care, you want to hear better. You will hear attentively your rounds. It will come automatically. Any other questions? Then I think there's only one question. When is Milpasharam? And I think it is now. So I thank you all very, very much. I wish you a wonderful time in your devotional service. And don't forget your glass of water and your papaya. That is a very easy motto. All the best and Hare Krishna. No one wants to go. Or should we just sing for exactly 3 minutes? Yes, let us sing. Let us sing. Where is our Medanga devotee? Here. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna,
Krishna Gita Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Narita Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Narita Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Shubha Ratri. We say, huh? Hare Krishna.